All right, I'm going to start by reading Psalm chapter 80 for this time of Advent. Psalm 80. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, who led Joseph like a flock, you who are enthroned upon the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh. Stir up your might and come to save us. Restore us, O God. Let your face shine that we may be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be angry with your people's prayers? You have fed them with the bread of tears and given them tears to drink in full measure. You make us an object of contention for our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. Restore us, O God of hope, of hosts. Let your light shine that we may be saved. You brought a vine out of Egypt. You drove out the nations and planted it. You cleared the ground for it. It took deep root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with its shade, the mighty cedars with its branches. It sent down its branches to the sea and its shoots to the river. Why then have you broken down its walls so that all who pass along the way pluck its fruit? The boar from the forest ravages it, and all that move in the field feed on it. Turn again, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven and see. Have regard for this vine, the stock that your right hand planted, and for the son whom you made strong for yourself. They have burned it with fire. They have cut it down. May they perish at the rebuke of your face. But let your hand be on the man of your right hand, the son of man whom you have made strong for yourself. Then we shall not turn back from you. Give us life, and we will call upon your name. Restore us, O God of hosts. Let your face shine, that we may be saved. The idea behind Advent, the heart behind Advent, is mostly the same across the variety of cultures and denominations. It's derived from the Latin word adventus, a word that means arrival or coming. In this instance, it's used to indicate a set time, just before Christmas, to commemorate the coming of the Messiah and Jesus Christ. Advent, like Christmas, is a season of expectation, celebration, and hope connected to the birth of the prophesied Messiah and the promise of Christ's subsequent ministry. Three purple candles, a pink candle, and a white candle adorn the outside and center of the Advent wreath. Today we're going to focus first on the purple candle, which is the candle of hope. Like the prophets of the Old Testament, we hope for a Messiah to save us from the sin of the world. We anticipate our Savior's arrival. It's also known as the prophecy candle. This candle assures us that we can have hope that God will fulfill the prophecies declared in the Old Testament about Jesus. Hope doesn't disappoint us. In this day and age where evil abounds and all seems lost, we can also have hope that the prophecies about Jesus' second arrival to earth will also be fulfilled. The somber purple color of the candle represents repentance and fasting as we anticipate the Lord's coming. Purple doubles as a color for royalty throughout Scripture, symbolizing God's kingship and reign. Christians can often confuse the word hope for wishful thinking. If we hope something will happen, we have no control over whether or not it will actually take place. But the biblical sense of hope is very different. Hope in Scripture exists as a secure assurance, a trust placed in the trustworthy God. God has not failed us in the past, and therefore, if He claims He will do something in the future, we can have a hope that He will fulfill that claim. Hope waits and endures. It isn't flimsy or merely wishful thinking. It can withstand fire, trials, and despair. Why does all this matter? Hope is an important thing. It helps us during significant trials or times of distress. It offers us security that God will arrive, and though we cannot see Him now, we will see Him face to face one day. In lieu of Advent, it helps us to recognize the hope the Israelites experienced throughout the Old Testament. especially during the time of the prophets, such as Isaiah. They yearned for a Messiah to save them from their enemies, and ultimately, the greatest enemy, their sin. Like the prophets, we also hope. We hope Jesus will return soon to this dark and despairing world. Let's pray. Father, Advent is a time for remembering and reflecting on the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, I pray that you will turn our heads toward you as Christmas approaches. Let us not get caught up in all the hustle and bustle of the season and miss the chance to celebrate the gifts of hope, peace, joy, and love that you sent to us on that first Christmas. Every word in Scripture points to the gift of hope that we have because of Jesus. The Christmas story wasn't the beginning of that message of hope because the Old Testament is full of glimpses of your plan to redeem your people and restore them into a relationship with you. But we are able to truly begin to see and understand just how great your love for us is when we read the story of Jesus' birth in Scripture. You showed us a glimmer of that hope as you chose to send your Son into this earth through a family tree that was a little bent and scarred. We glanced it again as you chose a tribe that was small and a city that was lowly. It can be seen when we recognize that you don't send your Son to be birthed in a fancy palace among the wealthy and the elite, but our King of Kings and Lord of Lords was born among common shepherds and livestock in a barn. Help us to see that you are with us. Nothing is too difficult, too messy, or too dirty for you. Jesus came to give us the gift of eternal life through the salvation that only you can give when we believe on your Son, repent of our sins, and confess Jesus as our Lord and Savior. That first Christmas, you gave us the gift of hope wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. Thank you for your immeasurable gift. In Jesus' name, amen.